With the playoffs around the corner, the Jags have one final piece of business before flipping the calendar to 2018. The division rival Tennessee Titans.
We're going to go out there and try to win the South and let that team know that, like they said, they think they own the South, but we won the South, and we have to let them know that.
We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a closer look at the Titans' offense. Plus, Allen Robinson gives back to kids for the holidays. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Won 10 football games, and we've earned it, but we really can't celebrate it.
What a weird Sunday last week. The Jags clinched the division in the first half when the Titans lost, but then they faltered against a surging 49ers team. Welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. That certainly was not the result the Jags were looking for in San Fran last week. But there's one bit of regular season business left to wrap up this week. The Jags hit the road for Week 17.
After the Christmas Eve loss in San Francisco, the Jags have a chance to bounce back and find some momentum heading into the postseason.
You know, we talk about it every day. We walk by that sign, like you said, every day. Everybody sees it and knows, you know, that's our number one goal is to win the AFC South. You know, so to get an opportunity to go play the team, you know, within the division that beat you earlier in the season, I think, you know, it's a pretty good opportunity, an opportunity to end the season the way we want to.
The Tennessee Titans stand in the way, and the Jags could knock the division rivals out of the playoff race with a road win on New Year's Eve.
The ultimate goal for every player in the NFL is to win the Super Bowl. So that's the main focus right now.
Doug Marrone understands what kind of focus he needs this week.
You know, the last time we played this team, they kicked our butt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So I want to see how we respond from last week. I want to see how we respond from, you know, the second week of the season.
No matter the result, the Jags are locked in as the number three seed in the AFC playoffs and will host a playoff game for the first time since after the 1999 season.
Welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. And to give you an idea, guys, of how long it's been, well, it's 18 years ago. Mercedes Lewis, the oldest player on the roster, was 15 years old the last time the Jags hosted a playoff game.
Well, it's an amazing thing, and it's an amazing opportunity. You have a game beforehand to get ready for that, but, you know, it's been a long time coming. We've always thought that the city, the energy would respond when this happened again because, Brian, you and I saw it in the 90s.
Yep.
It's back and maybe, as they say, better than ever.
I was going to say, I don't need a reference point. I mean, I was here and I remember how long ago that seems. To give you an idea, this week people were running through the hallways. There's a line for tickets. There's a line for tickets. Mm-hmm. You should see the line for tickets. And people got up with their phones and they went and took pictures. Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, we've seen that before. Oh, I didn't know you did, but people hadn't seen lines for tickets. It's been a long time.
It's cool and it's important. And, you know, it feels like it's being taken advantage of in terms of the team is ready for this opportunity.
Here's the thing. We always talked back then about the kids then and where we would be when the kids had jobs, mm-hmm. when they had graduated from college and had a passion about this team. We're here now. What we talked about took longer than we thought it would, but it's finally here.
I just hope my kid gets a job when he graduates from college, JP. That's where my mind's at.
The Jags, of course, have this game ahead of the playoff game, Week 17, Tennessee. Doug Marrone this week said, we're all in, 100%. We're going to play to win this game.
Yeah, these are not Belichick's Patriots. You know, they're not Tomlin's Steelers. They're not Carroll's Seahawks. This is a team that emerged much to the surprise of the NFL and maybe to the surprise of themselves at how far they came in Doug Marrone's first year. They have plenty to prove, and they have to prove it after playing poorly in San Francisco. Now, do they have to win? No, they don't have to win. But if you're going to play, go play well, at least, and give yourself something that you can build on for the playoff game.
I'm a big rest person going into the playoffs. I believe fresh legs, playing fast in the playoff matters. Injuries, I don't worry about that much in this situation because injuries happen. I think the Jaguars will play fast on defense no matter what they rest, so I'm not worried about the rest that much for this team.
And remember, the Tony Boselli tore his ACL in the season finale in 99, didn't play in those playoff games, and the Jaguars still, yeah, they won one, lost one, but they've done without their best player before.
The Jags, yes, they've won the division. They have to go own the division in Tennessee this week. There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at the Titans' offense.
First things first. We good, bro?
Malik Jackson, number 97, and Aaron Colvin, number 22, having some heated words on the Jacksonville sideline.
Plus defensive tackle Malik Jackson and cornerback Aaron Colvin bury the hatchet in Jackson 5. and we'll see what's cooking this week on game day, Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. With the Winter Olympics around the corner, we asked the guys, what Olympic event would you create so you could win gold?
If you could turn any activity into Olympic sport, what would you win the gold at?
I would win the gold at playing Xbox.
Eating McDonald's french fries. Sleeping, for sure. I love to sleep.
Procrastinate. I'm king of that.
Getting things off of high shelves. Although I might have to compete with like Shaq, so I don't know if I could win that one.
I would win the gold definitely in beer pong. I feel like, you know, I have a great reach, and I feel like if they would have made that a sport, I'd definitely be a gold medalist.
If I could change talking junk, smack talking, into an Olympic sport, I would be the champ. I don't care. I don't want to hear about Steve Smith Sr., Camp, none of y'all. I'd be the champ at it.
Any activity into Olympic sport?
Football. I think if we can make an American football as an Olympic sport, I think we would all come away with gold if I made the team.
If I could turn dodgeball into Olympics, I think I would be a pretty good player.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Any other questions?
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
We have to go out here against a good Tennessee team that's fighting to stand to get in the playoffs. And we got to kick them out like we did last year. And we know they're going to come in here with everything. So we'd be very naive to act like that's not what's going to happen.
Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota looks to lead his team into the playoffs with a win over the Jags. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. He has some guys around him as well in this offense. And for a closer look, Jeff Lagerman is in the film room with head coach Doug Marone. A conversation presented by Cadillac.
Doug, you guys have a great challenge. The Tennessee Titans offense, you probably admire them a little bit because they like to play football like you like to play football, smash mouth football.
Oh, you're exactly right. I think, you know, obviously it starts up front. You know, this is probably the best overall offensive line that we play all year from a standpoint of both the run game and both from protection. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for our guys up front. You know, we're going to have to take them on. The big guys, they can knock you off the football. And we've got to make sure we knock them back and get in the gaps and make some plays.
And obviously the running back, DeMarco Murray, questionable. Derrick Henry may end up getting the majority of the load. The impressive thing to me here are the two guards, Spain and also Klein, the drive block there at the end. Nice job.
They really do. They do a great job finishing. You can see they play to the whistle. They get a lot of the extra yards. You know, the backs continue to run through tackles. They are good with their stiff arm technique. They have good speed in the open field, and it's very difficult to tackle those backs when you're talking about your secondary, you know, when your corners and your safeties.
And it's really not just the offensive line. I think this is a perfect example. Last one, they had three tight ends on the field. One of them was lined up as a fullback. Here they are all on the line of scrimmage. I mean, they love the tight ends and that offensive line.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mike Mularkey, the head coach, was a former tight end, so they do a great job of utilizing, you know, the tight end packages, whether they're on the line, whether they're split out, whether they're in the backfield. So they do a lot from that standpoint, which is going to obviously challenge our gap control with our defense.
Right tackle Jack Conklin right here. Aaron Donald, I mean, this is a heck of a block.
It is. He's one of the younger tackles in the league, but again, you know, probably a future Pro Bowl player if he continues to keep playing the way he's playing.
And the tight ends we were talking about, Delanie Walker, excellent player, and you're obviously going to be aware he is at all times.
He's a great player. I think, you know, when it comes time to make plays for them, he's someone that they want to go to, obviously in the red zone, but really all over the field. And he's, you know, he's someone that can run great routes. He can make the difficult catches, make the 50-50 catches, and really has some really good zone savvy.
Great jump. Thank you,
Doug. Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. Time now for our weekly visit with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Each and every week, he's in the lunchroom for Jackson 5.
Welcome to Jackson 5 today. We have a huge special guest, a member of the Jackson 5, Aaron Colbert. How you doing today, Aaron?
I'm good, baby.
Hell yeah.
You?
Oh, I'm doing well. I forgot to say, AFC South champion, Aaron Colbert. Let me put that right here. right there. Can you see? Yeah, y'all can see it. All right. First things first. We good, bro?
Malik Jackson, number 97, and Aaron Colvin, number 22, having some heated words on the Jacksonville sideline. Had to be separated.
Man, come on, man. We two dogs, man. Look, when two dogs are out there at competition, and when we both want to win, things like that's going to happen. You my brother at the end of the day.
Facts. Yeah. We both brothers, man. Like I said, man, it was one of those things, like you said, just got out of hand, you know, temper flared up. But we all want to win, and we all have the same goals. My brother, I respect him tremendously, so
facts.
We good.
Facts.
I let the people know, now that's all done. Where are you from, AC? Tell the people about you.
Man, so I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee. I started off there for like 10 years,
okay.
And then I moved to Tulsa. My mom had a job out there. Went to high school at Owosso, so yeah, that's where I finished up at.
That's what's up. Yeah. So when did you get the nickname Slick? Was that in Tennessee or was that in Tulsa?
That was a Tulsa thing. So Little League ball, I had a coach named Greg, and he said I made everything look easy. I made everything look smooth. So he called me Slick, and it kind of stuck. And truthfully, I thought it was just kind of a hometown thing.
Yeah.
And then as I went to college, Coach Stoops called me Slick one day, and it just kind of stuck ever since then. I really don't even know how I got here, truthfully.
That's what's
but,
up.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back. Now, everybody, let's make sure you call Slick, AC Slick from now on,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But, we understand this is your fourth year, right? Going to your fourth year. And that usually means that you have a contract year this year coming up. Just explain to people how big is this year, and you've been playing very well. So just, you know, tell people how that feels and what you're working towards.
Man, to be completely honest, and I don't even want to sugarcoat you, I've really just been focusing on ball, man. I'm really just focusing on being the best player I can be, man. When you're surrounded with guys like yourself, with all these Pro Bowlers and all these guys who have done great things in the league and who are doing great things in the league, you try to just make your own way. And that's all I'm trying to do, man. I'm just trying to do my part. I'm trying to give this team the best chance to win. And I know that if we do that, everything else will take care of itself.
No, that's super true. Me going through it, you know, winning the Super Bowl, my contract here, it's one of the things all you can do is just really just handle what you have in front of you. You know,
yeah.
As soon as you start looking towards the future is when you lose sight of what's present.
Right.
You're doing it the right way, bro. You know
what I'm
saying?
Appreciate that, bro.
I can't wait to see... Can't wait to see what AC gets this offseason, man.
Trying to get like you, bro.
Should
to
be
you
blessed.
The man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So with the new year approaching, what are you looking forward to? What does AC want to bring it to the new year?
Man, truthfully, I just want to continue to grow in every aspect of my life, on the field, off the field, in the community, all those things. And then, you know, it's going to be a big year for me. I'm getting married.
Congratulations,
6:30. I appreciate that,
man.
What's up? Yeah, my fiance, man, she's held me down, and she's a great woman, so I'm excited to start my life with her, and things are just changing, man. I'm starting to grow up, so
yep.
I'm starting to go into that transition of just trying to do things the right way.
That's what's up, man. God bless. Hopefully, one day I can be like AC, happy with the wife. Anyway, we'll see you guys later with the Jackson 5. It's been a pleasure.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, holiday cheer on two wheels.
You know it's going to be a long day. You know it.
Safety Tashaun Gibson mic'd up against the 49ers last week. The full mic'd up feature available each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Let's get in the kitchen. This week on Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas, Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony have a special New Year's Eve wake up.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're in this beautiful Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And I brought double trouble, both Tonys. My husband and, of course, Chef Tony from Publix.
We could be a radio show. Isn't there like this double thing with a Tony and Tony?
Tony and Tony.
I couldn't handle it.
You could cook, I eat.
I'm okay with this. You know, hey, Tony B and Tony C,
we're
good
me.
To go right there.
As long as you cook it, I'll eat it.
I don't need top billing either, and I just need to be a part. That's all I'm saying.
I think he gets a better end of this deal.
I think we're saying we don't need you. We're good.
All right, I'm out of here.
Well, she's the one that's going to keep us straight.
Okay,
right?
Fair exactly. enough.
So, you know, we talk about what you guys like to eat at home, and she says vegetables and eggs in the morning is a great way to start your day, Tony.
Well, she loves grilling vegetables with some onions and tomatoes and everything, and putting some eggs, either scrambled or over. I like them over easy, and with some cheese on top.
Ooh.
And so it's very, very good.
All
right. It doesn't quite look like this.
It doesn't. It's a picture of art, right? Hers is like a picture of like mush, like just all stacked together.
It's very good.
I eat it every morning.
Let's get our final stroke on this masterpiece then.
All right.
We have some eggs and some custard cups. Let's turn them around. Slide them into this oil for me. Nice and easy. Go nice and easy.
Don't break
the yolk. There you go. You see how they're starting to cook right there? What we want to do is to make sure that they cook fairly evenly. We're going to go ahead and put a lid on here so it'll create some steam. Okay. So the egg whites will cook as well. And we'll actually keep them sunny side up is our goal here. So we're going to give them about 3 minutes. And then when they're all done, we'll turn and we'll put them on these wonderful grilled vegetables over here.
I look forward to that.
All right. All right. So as you can see, after about 3 minutes with the lid on the pan, we bring it over. And in our stack of vegetables, we have grilled eggplant, grilled zucchini, grilled red peppers, grilled tomatoes, grilled onions. Some mozzarella cheese on the side on our whole wheat English muffin, right, because we want to keep our fiber going. And right underneath our egg, we have a nice little dollop of pesto.
Pesto. Oh, so, nice little touch.
Right, so you get through here. Beautiful. You, oh, I mean, it's like antipasta. We're just waiting
for
you to
have. Could I take this whole stack and put the one mozzarella piece of bread on the bottom, one on top, and kind of squeeze it together?
Why not?
Like a burger type.
You want to try?
You're the only person that might be able to get that whole thing in the pot.
That looks good, though, doesn't it?
Amazing.
Right. Look, our sunny side up eggs over grilled vegetables.
Beautiful.
For the grilled veggie breakfast recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. Yes, the new year is here, but the Jaguars are still in the giving spirit, including injured wide receiver Allen Robinson. Here's more in this Baptist Health feature.
You excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
You got a long list? What's the top thing on yours? Merry Christmas. That's the biggest part of it to me. You know what I mean? For me, I'm not able to be on the field and make the plays, you know, but I still can make some plays in the community. You know, so being able to do these events, you know, see how excited the kids are, you know, around Christmas time, kind of take you back to when you were a kid and the excitement of the holiday season. Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Great.
That's the first grade I got all day. How you been this year? You been good?
Yeah.
You got a long Christmas list?
I don't know.
You gotta add some stuff to it if you've been good. What's the number one thing on your list?
I want a football player to come
to your house.
A football player.
Really? You got write down your address for Santa.
Up next, a look ahead to the regular season finale against the division rival Tennessee Titans. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
We're South champs already, so right. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. They got us early in the year. That was, what, week two, though? Mm-hmm. Now it's week 17, so it's been a long time from there.
Quarterback Jalen Ramsey knows the importance of this week 17 game against the Tennessee Titans. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Titans-Jags Part 2, it's a division game, it matters, even though the Jags' seeding is already complete.
Well, I'm usually one who thinks that at the end of the season, if you're playing a team that has to win, which the Titans do, it's a big advantage for that team compared to a team like the Jaguars. It really doesn't have to win. But I've been surprised, Brian, this week, the Jaguars players are a little miffed at their perception that Tennessee doesn't respect their division title, and I think that feeling's real, so maybe they will be motivated this
History
weekend.
Repeats itself. You remember in 99, the Jaguars went 15-3, and all three losses were to the Titans. The Jags were the division title winners that year, but the Titans said, we're the better team, and they proved it. Now, none of these guys know that or even remember that. I do, and as I look, I get the same sense in the locker room. Those guys came in here and pushed these guys all over the field in week two. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that was before this team started to play.
Yeah, that team wasn't really this
team.
Right,
they hadn't figured it out yet. But the Jaguars still know, and they're still smarting from it. And they want to go in there and say, our division, we're going to prove it to you on Sunday. And they have legitimately felt that way all week long.
And this Jaguars team does play with a chip, so that may matter Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. They don't want to come back here and face the Titans and have them say, yeah. You got the title, but we're the best team in the division.
Yeah, if that were to happen, guess what? The Titans could be here for the playoff game, too. That's one of the many scenarios of the opponent in the wild card weekend.
And it's one of the similarities to the 1999 thing all over again. It kind of gives me one of these, remembering that particular season and how it went. But, you know, I think it's a favorable matchup for the Jaguars. I do. I don't think the Titans are all that good.
Yeah, and I think even no matter the outcome of this game, because when you're talking about that season ender with one team not playing for the playoffs, it can be a weird game. The Titans might win this weekend, but I think the matchup, if they come back here for the playoffs, when everything's on the line, I think the Jaguars are the better team.
Plus, if the ticket line excited you, wait till you see what this crowd does. It's a completely different level.
Sure.
You know.
Different deal.
It's a different deal in the playoffs, and this is an adrenaline-loaded team. They feed off of it. This team playing the Titans here with the playoff crowd, epic. It's what they do.
One step at a time, though. Jags will visit the Titans in Week 17. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.